The World This Week, Politics.
Mario Draghi tendered his resignation as Prime Minister of Italy after three of the four main parties in his governing coalition refused to support him in a motion of confidence. Unless a fresh government can be formed, which looks unlikely, the probable outcome is an early election. Polls predict that will bring a hard right alliance to power. The upheaval imperils the reform package Mr. Draghi drew up, which has allowed Italy to access €200 billion, that's $204 billion, from the EU's COVID recovery fund. Russia resumed gas supplies to Europe through the Nord Stream 1 pipeline, albeit at reduced levels, according to its operator. There had been concerns that Russia would cut off the flow of gas following a 10-day maintenance period. Earlier, the EU urged member states to reduce their gas use by 15% compared with the five-year average, as it fears Russia may again curb or suspend supplies. The IMF warned that such an embargo could cause the economies of the European countries most reliant on Russian gas, such as the Czech Republic, Hungary and Slovakia, to shrink by around 5%. Ukraine's parliament approved the removal of the Prosecutor General and the head of the Security Service amid allegations of collaboration with Russia among staff at the agencies they oversaw. Volodymyr Zelensky, the president, said 651 cases of treason were being investigated and that more than 60 people at the agencies have been working with the Russian invaders. A further 28 officials were suspended from duty. Russia's foreign minister, Sergei Lavrov, confirmed that Russia's war aims in Ukraine extend beyond capturing the Donbas region to include Kherson, Zaporizhia, and a number of other territories. America has denounced Russia's annexation playbook, whereby it conducts sham referendums in occupied areas to justify their seizure. MPs in Britain's Conservative Party settled on two candidates to put forward as their new leader, and thus Prime Minister, following the defenestration of Boris Johnson. Rishi Sunak, whose resignation as Chancellor of the Exchequer helped topple Mr. Johnson, and Liz Truss, the Foreign Secretary, will battle it out among party members, who will vote during August. Facing a possible defeat in October's election, Jair Bolsonaro, Brazil's right-wing president, cast more doubt on the reliability of the electoral process, once again claiming without any evidence that the country's voting system is vulnerable to fraud. Mr. Bolsonaro said that the army should participate in the process to guarantee safe elections. He is trailing his opponent, Luiz Inácio Lula da Silva, by double-digit margins in the polls.